Now let's talk about the specifics of this fraud then, this peak oil conspiracy that's out there. Are you saying then that these companies have gotten together clandestinely? They talk about this and they said, let's create, first and foremost, artificial shortages. Let's just keep feeding information to the public that eventually there's not going to be any more oil. Now, we know we've got an abundance of oil, so we'll keep making it, but we'll get it up from $30 a barrel to 70, maybe 80, maybe 90. Is that what they want?
Well, this is frightening. We have reporters in Europe and the U.S. that for 25 years have been sneaking into Bilderberg Group meetings. And this year, they were able to get into the Bilderberg Group meeting. They were able to get waiters and servants in the five-star hotel in Europe to tell them what was happening, to steal the memos and the documents and the talking points. From four different sources, I have it that Kissinger said oil would double. This is almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Would double by the middle of next year. These same sources were able to learn that the Soviet Union would fall 1 year before it did, that the Berlin Wall would fall a year before it did.
They're all psychics.
No, they're there getting the intel as the Bilderberg Group stages everything. These same sources were able to get intel that they said they would invade Iraq in 02. They really invaded Iraq in 03. And I had these reporters on a year before saying, no, it'll be March of 03. That exact thing happened. So the point is, we know these are good sources. We know these globalists are running things because whatever they say ends up happening. Let's pray Kissinger is wrong this time, and it hasn't, gone to $150 a barrel by the middle of 06 as he...
For that to happen, there's got to be some kind of catastrophe, whether it's natural or man-made.
And it's Kissinger that said that if we had a big enough disaster in the U.S., we would accept foreign troops and ask for them. He said that in Evian, France in 91 at a Bilderberg Group meeting. And we now have foreign Dutch and Mexican troops in New Orleans, my friend. And they have now set that precedent. And we have open discussion of martial law. I interviewed Congressman Ron Paul yesterday, and he openly said that there are preparations for total martial law and gun confiscation, and that the avian flu, and he's a Republican, that the avian flu and all of it is a smokescreen for the military takeover of the United States. And that's the most conservative member of Congress and a Vietnam veteran.
He admitted that.
We have the transcript on PrisonPlanet.com right now, and folks, you can go to CoastToCoastAM.com and link through to it. I mean, this, look.
Because as you know, Alex, we've been saying that on this program for a year now, that this flu, the avian flu, is not a pandemic. It's not what you think.
Well, Ron Paul is also, I'm fully aware of that, George. It's why you're always right on target. It amazes me because few are. Listen, he's a medical doctor, and I didn't do any pre-interview. I had him on. I said, what do you think of this, this thing with the, avian flu? And he said, it's total hype. And then I said, well, what about martial law? And even CNN said Bush wants martial law. And it's not just Bush. I mean, again, he's just a puppet, just like Clinton was. You're right to not get political because they own these guys. They're a dime a dozen. He's just a CEO, a front man. But Ron Paul, I mean, the most conservative voting record in the last 100 years, he's rated with that record. He came right out. And he, in fact, if you want to grab the clip, it's on the site. You're welcome to play it, George. He came right out and he said this. In fact, I've got the transcript right here. He said, this is the preparation for martial law. And I said, now, you're really saying that? And he said, yes. There's no other way to look at it. They're looking at a way to take this country over and confiscate our guns and will never emerge from the police state. But here's the good news, George. The scientific law of the universe. For every action, there is an equal or greater reaction. And so as this dark power, this global power rises, there is the equal or greater reaction of people, of every political persuasion, of every race. Worldwide, people innately, you talk about that organic internet, people are so receptive to this message now. George, I probably get, no exaggeration, 500 emails for every negative email I get. 6-7 years ago, I got 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right. And if I could just pick up on what I believe is a key focal point. Alex mentioned the role of the Bilderberg Group, and for anyone who doubts that they have any influence over world events, the BBC unearthed documents before the 2003 conference dating back to the early 50s, where Bilderberg had discussed the creation of the European Union and also the European currency, with the European currency some 40 years before it came into effect. So these people have power. They do influence world events. So it shouldn't surprise us that the consensus on oil at the spring 2005 Bilderberg meeting in Munich, Germany, at which oil industry moguls were represented, BP, Royal Dutch Shell, for two, the consensus was not that only that the cost of oil would continue to rise, but that imposing a direct UN tax on oil at the wellhead was the only way to introduce a global government world tax, the implications of which for American sovereignty should worry all of us.
Free.
So from our inside sources that penetrated Bilderberg, the Bilderbergers are all big fans of the peak oil theory. And when you have editors from Time magazine, New York Times, Washington Post, hearing Dutch Royal Shell and BP execs spread these ideas that peak oil is a reality, then they're going to report it with even more vigor.
Absolutely.